What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now rolling with the winners on Winner's Circle Media. Is this thing on? What's going on, good people? It's PR coming back at you. I know it's been a minute, man. I've been busy with life, man. I've been busy, you know, spending time with the family. I've been busy spending time with the crew. I've been busy traveling. I've been busy working. You know, been dying to get back and do a show. But, you know, I was on social and I've heard all the comments and I've seen all the questions, and it kind of sparked this idea of, you know, doing these shows maybe weekly or bi-weekly, depending on how many questions you guys get to me. You know, a show called Ask PR, right? I know, I get questions asked daily, whether it be in my comments of my Instagram, whether it be direct message on Twitter. And it's, for the most part, people asking great questions, people wanting to know how they can get on, how they can improve their grind. So I came up with the idea, you know, not a new idea, not a new concept. For me, it's more so of how can I help my followers, or how can I help people that are interested in what we're doing. So we came up with this section, again, Ask PR, where we'll take questions every week. And I'll do a short show, I don't know, whatever it is, 9, 10, 11, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. And I'll just answer questions. I'll answer questions directly from people, from my followers, from people that are fans of the brand, from people that are fans of just the movement and what we're doing. So let's get right into it, man. First question is from Hub at Jawan Hubbard. The question is, best advice to a soon-to-be college graduate? I actually get this question a lot. I think the best advice I can give a soon-to-be college graduate is, if you wait till graduation to get on your grind, you're already way behind. I think there's a lot of things you can do, whether even if it's not in the form of an actual job, whether it's obviously your more traditional internships, or whether it's just kind of getting out there and volunteering, or getting out there and kind of just getting in the mix, you know, getting experience, the most important thing for anyone. I've said this before in interviews. I think I've said it before in earlier podcasts. You know, if I'm in a position hiring people and I see two candidates and I'm looking at two resumes and one graduated from Harvard or Princeton or some amazing school like that, and the other graduated from a community college but has all of this experience and has interned and has worked and has grinded for 4 years through college, it's a hell of a lot closer race than you think it is. You know, so my advice to any soon-to-be college graduate is, don't wait till you graduate. Get on your grind. Start working on your contacts now. Attend events. Learn. See the marketplace. Figure out what you want to do. Volunteer. You know, any experience you can get. Shit. When I was younger, I would have paid to be able to get some experience, you know? So whatever you can do to kind of get out there, get some experience, grind, don't wait till you graduate, because if you do that, you're already behind the eight ball and you're behind everyone else. So my best advice to any college graduate is there's no better time than today to start your grind and to start getting some experience. Next question, actually, very ambitious. Actually from Hub again, from at Jawan Hubbard. Interesting question. What types of losses have you took to become a winner, and how did you overcome them? We have a saying within the crew. It's that there are wins and there are lessons. Again, there are wins and there are lessons. No losses. I think if you take a lesson from a loss, it's not a loss. It's a lesson. What types of losses have I taken to become a winner? You know, I think life hasn't always been great. You know, whether it's been life or whether it's been work or career, there's been jobs earlier on in my career that I wanted that I didn't get. There's been moves I've had to make that I wasn't thrilled about, but I knew at the time they were the best for my career. You know, there are losses in many different forms. For me, the biggest loss or types of losses that I've taken have been the realization that I can't always do what I want, especially early on in my career, right? I think everyone has this, how do I put it? Everyone has this, like, illusion that it's a straight line from where you are today to success, whatever success means for you. Nothing could be further from the truth. Whether it's corporate America, whether it's you're an entrepreneur, you're starting your own thing, you're working at a big brand like a Nike or whatever, there's no such thing as a straight line to success. You know, so again, I think the most important thing is being open-minded and realizing that experience is a win. That even if the experience isn't a great experience, if it's a loss in some people's eyes, it's a win and a lesson. So what types of losses have you took to become a winner? It's exactly that. Not everything's worked out how I've wanted it to earlier on in my career. I rolled with the punches, you know. Whether it was moving to a city I didn't want to move to or taking a job I didn't want to take, if it got me closer to what my overall goal was, it was something I did, and there was lessons in that. And then how did you overcome them? I've had a very simple philosophy. I think if you're working hard, if you're busting your ass, if you're grinding, you don't have a lot of time for the bullshit. You don't have a lot of time to dwell or to sulk in a so-called loss, right? I'm on to the next one. So if something hasn't worked out, I take the lesson from it, and I'm on to the next one trying to figure out how I can get that next win. And I think if you're focusing on the right shit, if you're focusing on your goal, if you're focusing on being successful, if you're focusing on how can I better myself to get closer to that goal, you won't have time to dwell on the losses. Again, there are wins and there are lessons. There are wins and there are lessons. Next question. How do you build trust and maintain key relationships in business? This is from C. Jolie at It's C. Jolie. How do you build trust and maintain key relationships in business? I think any form of trust, you know, whether it's personal, whether it's business, whether it's friendship, the quickest and best way to build trust is to do what you say you're going to do, right? The quickest way to maintain and build trust is to do what you say you're going to do. And I think there's something taking a step back is I think one of the mistakes people make is in trying to get business or in trying to build relationships, they try to oversell themselves. They try to, you know, say they can do this, they can do that. And then once they get the business or once they build a relationship, they really can't do that shit, right? So they may be able to do half of it really, really, really well. And that half may have been good enough to get them the job, but you oversold your skill set. You oversold kind of your capabilities. You know, be authentic, be honest, be true to your skill set, be true to what you can deliver. And if you're honest and if you do what you say you're going to do, when you say you're going to do it, how you say you're going to do it, it's the quickest and best way to build trust. And then the second part of that question, and how do you maintain key relationships in business? It's the same thing, right? I can't tell you, it's invaluable to have people that you can take them at their word and trust them for what they're going to do. It's invaluable to have people that say, hey, I'll take on the responsibility of A, B, C, and D. And as a leader or a boss, not having to think about that anymore because you have trust in that person that they are going to be able to do what they say they're going to do and taking care of A, B, C, and D. So how do you build trust and maintain key relationships in business? Do what you say you're going to do, when you say you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. The most important thing in any relationship, business or personal, is being able to keep your word. Next question from at nogravity_BBP. Should probably get a shorter name. What's your advice for someone starting up a business in clothing and maintaining it? What's your advice for someone starting up a business in clothing and maintaining it? You know, as we do this, I think, you know, you'll learn or you'll figure out, you know, my advice will be fairly consistent in that a lot of the lessons in business are the similar lessons in life. I don't think there are two sets of rules, like, hey, these are life rules and these are business rules. The best advice for someone starting up a business in clothing and maintaining it is, again, is that it's authenticity, right? It's so much better to be like an original weird you than a fake something you're not. When I started RWTW, the brand, it wasn't that. It wasn't a brand. It was something cool that my friends and I were saying. It was something that, you know, LeBron and I were saying that we would just say, you know, like, roll with the winners, you know, and it was kind of like this thing we believed in, this mantra of, like, everyone in the crew was a winner and everyone was trying to do the right thing and everyone was trying to help each other. It was bigger than a brand, you know, bigger than clothing, bigger than a hat, bigger than a tee. And it caught on because it was authentic. It was something we were living, right? And it started with one fan, and one fan turned to two, and two turned to four. And we've gradually built it to a thing where it has a following and it's somewhat of a movement, right? We never started RWTW as a clothing brand. That was never it. It was more so something we were living, and the clothing became an extension of it. So to answer your question, I would say, you know, if you're gonna start a business in clothing that's going to be able to live on beyond, you know, your first piece of product or whatnot, I would say figure out why you're doing it. Figure out what it means. You know, anyone can design a tee. You know, not everyone can design something meaningful, right? So my answer to your question would be exactly that. Before you go and start a business, you know, figure out what you want your business to stand for. And let your clothing be an extension of that. Don't reverse engineer that. Don't start a clothing line and then try to figure out what it stands for. I think, again, as a rule of thumb in any business, authenticity will get you so far, right? People will buy into, you know, whatever your authentic self is. So if, you know, your thing is something quirky and really niche, all you need is one person to like it. You know, my guy Rich Paul always says this saying that I love, I've stolen from him. He says, you only need one girl to want to take you to the prom, right? And if you think about it, that really is life. It's like you don't need a million people to like your idea. You just need one. And if you do it really well and in an authentic way, that one person will bring you another fan, and those two will bring you four. You know, so again, my advice to you if you're starting a clothing line is figure out why you want to start it and what you want it to stand for. Then the clothing will be an extension of that idea, concept, and authenticity. Just a couple more real quick. Coach Glossop asks, what does it mean to be a part of a winning family? It means everything, man. You know, it means everything to have, you know, unconditional love. It means everything to have people that will keep it 100 with you, that will tell you, nah, you're tripping, that's not the way to do it. But that will also go to bat for you, even when you are wrong, that will support you. You know, for me, I can only speak for myself, that support system has been invaluable. It's helped me through tough business decisions. It's helped me through tough personal, you know, moments I've gone through. I value my relationships, my friendship, I value my crew, I value everyone in the crew, you know, more than anything. I'd do anything for them. So, and my hope is that if you ask them, they'd say the same thing. So I think to answer your question, what's it mean to be part of a winning family? It means everything. You know, I tweeted earlier today, I said, if everyone in the crew tries to outwork everyone else, you end up inspiring each other. And when you can find inspiration from within your crew, anything's possible. And that's what I've been able to be a part of. I won't even say create. I've been fortunate enough and humbled enough to be a part of a crew of individuals or a collective that really, really, really bust their ass to be the best at what they do. And then the flip side of that is that really, really, really go out of their way to support everyone else in the crew without any expectation of anything in return. And that's really a special thing. And then the second part of that question from Coach Glossop is, and what does the family look for when bringing new pieces into the group? I don't know if I'd say we look for bringing anyone into the new group. I think, again, you know, a word you guys have heard me say and will continue to hear me say is authenticity. You know, anyone that's real, anyone that's doing anything positive, anyone that's, you know, busting their ass to follow their dreams and chase their dreams, and instead of complaining about how tough stuff is and how, you know, they're owed stuff, and, you know, anyone that's loyal, anyone that's grinding, I salute that. We salute that, you know. So for me, it's more so, you know, anyone that's chasing their dreams and anyone that's relentlessly chasing their dreams, anyone that's being loyal in the process and open-minded and helping people other than themselves or just themselves, you know, That's a trait and a quality that will always be respected and looked for. I think that's it. You know, I think, you know, with 15 minutes, I didn't want to go any longer than 15. I hope that was helpful. I think this is cool. It's a cool way to kind of get the message out and help out and hopefully start some dialect. We'll continue to do these as long as you continue to ask questions, whether it be on my Instagram comments or whether it be on Twitter. I got to give a special shout out to some of my clown friends who, when I put out the question, when I put out the tweet, if you have any questions for Ask PR, you know, let me know. And I got from I got from DJ Clark Kent, does it cost the same to park your Wraith as it does to park your plane? And is your penthouse a duplex or a triplex? Asking for a friend. And then I got from my man Cam from Henny Palooza, how are the chair massages on the private jet? You know, I love them guys, man. You know, the funny thing about them two dudes, Cam and DJ Clark Kent, is they are getting so much money. They're out there getting so much money that it's always the ones that are getting all the money that want to make, you know, wealth jokes. So salute to those guys, man. Salute to the people who got questions. And hopefully, you know, if you can take one thing away that I said today and that's helpful for you, that's great. Hit me up on social. Let me know if it was helpful. Hit me up on social, any other questions you have. And hopefully we'll do this again. I'll be back soon. This week we're actually doing an interview, a very, very dope interview for RWTW, the podcast. I'm excited to bring that to you. And that's really it. Be on the lookout. I won't be gone as long anymore. I'm happy to be back. Hopefully helping you out. You know, give me some feedback. Give me some honest feedback if you found this helpful. And hopefully we could do it again. All right? As always, peace. This is Winner's Circle Media.